This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed that the BJP-led NDA government is dedicated to the welfare of farmers, prioritizing initiatives to boost their income and modernize agriculture sectors of the country. Addressing a public meeting in Guwahati after releasing the 22nd installment of the PM Kisan scheme to over 9.32 crore farmers across the country, the PM said that during the last 11 years, the BJP-led government has taken multiple steps to increase the income of farmers.
PM Kisan Samman Nidhi ke tahat 18,000 crore rupaye se adhik ki rashi hamare karodo annadataon ke khaton mein bheji gayi hai. Ye yojana vaqai adbhut hai. Ek click se karodo kisanon ke bank khate mein seedhe paisa jama hota hai. Duniya ke viksit deshon mein bhi aisa sambhav nahi hai.
On the second day of his Assam visit, the PM will travel to Silchar today to lay foundation stones and dedicate to the nation various projects worth 23,550 crore rupees. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants second batch 2025-26. Under it, the government has sought gross additional expenditure of over 2,81,000 crore rupees. The additional net cash outgo approvals were mainly sought for meeting higher expenditure on fertilizer, food subsidies and defense services, among others. Replying to the discussion in the lower house yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the supplementary demands include 61 grants. The Lok Sabha also approved the Appropriation Bill 2026. Iran's ambassador to India, Mohammad Fatali, has indicated that India could soon get safe passage through Strait of Hormuz. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Ambassador Fatali said India is a friend to Iran. On whether Iran would allow Indian ships to pass, Mr. Fatali expressed optimism regarding the issue. He said Iran believes that Iran and India share common interests in the region. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that India is becoming an attractive destination for investments, manufacturing and capturing global markets. Addressing the NXT Summit 2026 yesterday, Mr. Goyal underlined how the free trade agreements concluded by India in recent years are unlocking new investment avenues, expanding manufacturing opportunities and fostering innovation-led growth. He also highlighted the government's continued efforts to enhance ease of doing business through measures like compliance reduction and decriminalization. India and South Korea have discussed deepening trade, encouraging greater manufacturing and exports from India, and unlocking new opportunities for businesses. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal yesterday held constructive discussions on strengthening the India-Korea economic partnership during his meeting with South Korean Trade Minister Yeo Han-ku. Secretary West, External Affairs Ministry, C.B. George, co-chaired the 10th round of India-Lithuania Foreign Office consultations with Lithuania's Vice FM Vidmantas Verbikas. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said the two sides undertook a comprehensive review of bilateral ties and exchanged views on India-EU relations and on regional and global issues of mutual interest. AgriNovate India Limited, an institution which functions as the commercial arm of Indian Council of Agricultural Research, yesterday presented a dividend of over 3 crore 39 lakh rupees for 2024-25 to Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chauhan said that AgriNovate India is effectively serving as a strong bridge between the creative capabilities of the ICAR and the practical needs of farmers. In women's hockey, India stormed into the final of FIH Hockey World Cup qualifiers 2026, beating Italy 1-0 at the GMC Balayogi Hockey Ground in Hyderabad, Telangana. India's Manisha Chauhan scored the winning goal at the 40th minute. Salima Tete-led India will now face England in the final match today at 7:30 p.m. At the World Boxing Futures Cup, five Indian boxers assured themselves of podium finishes after a series of impressive quarterfinals wins yesterday at the indoor stadium Hua Mak in Bangkok, Thailand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.